Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and Camel Wax. A few minutes past 4 p.m. Matt Pauly is in from the sports department. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
How are the kids?
They're good. Just going through life, the busyness when you have a first grader and a 16-month-old.
Yeah.
There's a lot of coordinating in life. There's a lot of drama at school that you deal with, all kinds of stuff, but it's mostly good.
Yeah. There's going to be a great age gap, though. Well,
yeah.
Great and terrible.
I think sometimes my oldest one still has a hard time not being the only one and not having a little sister that you can totally play
sure.
with. You know,
right now like, she's kind of useless.
Yeah, kind of. So we're still figuring all that out. First grade's a big step up from kindergarten,
sure,
and just dealing with all that and the dynamics of it. And there's some quirky things that go on at her school sometimes. So great school, just some quirky stuff that goes on. So yeah, you know,
isn't it weird how little people like that have basically the same drama we have, just on a different scale?
Yes. And when, okay, so like yesterday, and we don't know all the details. I guess my daughter at one point had snot coming out of her nose, and she asked to get a tissue. And according to her story, she didn't raise her hand. So it wasn't her main teacher. That was her main teacher's awesome. But the person, did not said no about the tissue. So to her, the story we get is that snot is just flowing out of her nose. And the person that is responsible for saying, yes, you can go get a tissue, says no because she didn't raise her hand. That's probably not the whole story. There's probably more to it. But as a dad, I go, what are you talking about? What in the world? Like,
so
what does this person do?
Yeah.
So it's stuff like that and trying to get like the real stories. And but that's her version of drama. But then it brings drama to my life because I get all Papa Bear about it, you know, getting upset that my daughter couldn't get a tissue with snot rolling out of her nose.
And being the father of a 30-year-old and a 20-year-old, you've had your last stressless day. There's always something.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sure I bring stress to my parents. I'm 43. And I think we all bring stress to our parents.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah.
Very true. I have a snot story from school. Rach knows this one. Kev, when I was in seventh grade, and you know me, I was girl crazy. And all I wanted was to be popular with the girls. And I wasn't. And one day in a seventh grade math class, it was sort of a free day. And I found myself standing by the teacher's desk, surrounded by three girls I was in love with. And I was making them laugh. Hmm. And I was killing it. And I think it was Joni Stanley said, Dave Glover is so funny. The second she said that, everything that was in my sinuses came out of my nose, went straight forward into the middle of the group, looked at all the girls, barked and went back in my nose. And then they all just like quietly walked away.
Oh, you had a hanger, huh?
Oh, beyond. It was one of those.
Dave had a bungee.
You may have a snot rocket like this three times in your life. where I just like laughed like I am funny, and it just went, and that was it. That was the high point of my educational career.
I mean, that's from a movie. That is a scene in a movie.
Yeah,
it happened to you in real life.
In real life,
yeah,
IRL man.
Was anyone popular here?
Well, we had 20 kids in our class, so we were all basically the same level of popular / unpopular.
That means, yes, you were.
No, I mean, we really were all, there was no, like, caste system.
I've been in groups of three and been unpopular. I mean, like.
I don't know. I mean, I don't remember it being so much like that. I remember there were, I don't remember it being that way. We all were kind of forced to be, like, together. So you did everything together, right? So when you had an activity, it wasn't like nobody gets left out. Everybody, so you kind of like were forced into that. High school, you always had the media, the different groups of people, but it was even a different setting there. There were no girls, so there's no real competition. Nobody's trying to outcool each other.
It's funny you ask that because no, I wasn't. I played sports, so like I had a lot of friends on teams, but I wasn't in the in group. Last week, so I went to Ladue High School. They asked me to MC the event where Ladue had their first ever Athletics Hall of Fame. And I've spoken in front of a lot of people, a lot of groups. Like I have no fear whatsoever in speaking in front of large groups. It's just, I'm blessed with that. And I was nervous the other, it was all these people, all these former coaches that, and other individuals that I hadn't seen in 25 years. I graduated from high school in 2001. And the vast majority of people I had not seen, and I kept having like flashbacks to my high school experience and who I was then and who I was now. Speaking in front of them, it was a very unique experience that as it was going on, at times I was really enjoying it and at times I was just hating it. I had this one coach, there was this moment in high school football where this coach was like trying to pump everybody up, and he comes and like grabs me by the shoulder pads and like kind of shakes me. And I think he wants me to like stand up and, you know, like,
growl at him.
Yeah. And that's just not my personality. So I'm like, what's going on? So I just kind of like sat there, let the dude shake me. I didn't care. I didn't play that. I'm a third string, whatever. You know, go do this to somebody who actually plays, guy.
Go
come
get
on,
him,
man.
Pauly.
Yeah.
I saw him. And when he comes up to me, he like puts his hands on my shoulders and kind of rocks me back and forth.
Wow.
And I immediately thought, is he like going back to what he did?
Is it a reference?
Yeah. And I thought that in that moment. And
or maybe it's just his move.
Maybe it is. I don't know. But yeah, he kind of put his hands on my shoulders and rocked me back and forth. I'm like, is this guy like trying to, you know, recreate this moment from back in the day? And I don't know. So yeah, it was a weird night, but it was good.
That reminds me when my very first, so I was a really good sandlot football player, but I never played with pads until ninth grade. And at my very first practice, we were doing a tackling drill, and I was holding the dummy, and Perry Steelman, who is about 6'3", 220 pounds, just levels me. My feet come off the ground, my lip is cut, and the coach comes over to me, and I'll never forget it. He looks right in my face and he says, son, if you don't start protecting yourself, you're not going to last out here. And that's like a life lesson that I have taken in so many situations.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know I'm supposed to hit him back. I was just literally standing there and then boom, get knocked ass over a tea kettle.
Yeah.
I loved coaches. Yeah. I grew up in an era of they could do or say anything. Mm-hmm. They were untouchable, and they did. But and I have no complaints.
No, I had great ones, especially in high school. Great coaches that were there, and our, you know, it was, I don't know if it was our era or maybe it's just the school, the nature of that school, the way it was. Because my crew, we were like the amoebas. Like we fit in pretty much anywhere. Like if you went to the party with the jocks, well, we all played sports.
Yeah.
And when we went to play cards with the nerds, we were also nerds because we were in honors class. Like we had a little bit of like a amorphous group that kind of could just kind of hang with everybody. But there was no, I don't remember like a clique of cool people. There was a clique of like richer dudes. And we all liked to go to their houses because they had cooler houses. We could hang out to their places when they had the parties. That was fun. They always had the nicer cars.
Who's the most popular among us?
Andrew.
Andrew.
Not Razor?
She went to a little school.
You were like too.
Yeah, you too.
You can back me up. It's hard to be like the cool kids in a school when everybody's the same.
Everyone knows each other. So I the concept good. Of like, you're more well-known than me. It's like, yeah, no, right. Everybody is on these same
I was eighth grade class president. Does that count? Does that make me cool?
See, I knew it.
Because to me, that made me nerdy.
I was the cool kid.
I didn't even want it.
I felt cool. I don't think I was, but I felt cool.
Tell us what it's like.
It's very, it gives you a lot of like fake confidence because you know it's tenuous and it probably isn't even there in the first place. It's all in your head, but it gives you the confidence to really drive people away from you by being super annoying and obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
I have this thing I tend to do if I'm trying to like impress somebody where I get really like loud and annoying because I think I'm trying to be funny. And it's not the same.
How insecure would you have to be that guy?
I know. And so I think drives people. It does like the opposite effect of what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
Instead of just being like chill and normal, I'm like extra loud and silly and trying to be, you know, I guess, I don't know, funny, charismatic. I don't know what it is I'm trying to be, but it's awful.
In my early grade school is trying to be popular, I just lied. I'd just be like, well, I got my fourth degree black belt 2 years. You know what I mean? Just like, talk about fake confidence. Just like fake life.
When I was in kindergarten, I went and lived with my grandparents for a little while in Festus. And so I went to kindergarten in Festus for a while. And I remember I was a super popular kid. Now it's kindergarten. But I was popular. Like, I had girls, like, bringing candy to me on the bus after school.
Look at you.
All kinds of stuff.
Oh, my God. And now?
And now. And then eventually I moved back to the St. Louis area, and it was not like that. And sometimes I do wonder, if I would have spent my life in Festus, how different would it be? Would the coolness of kindergarten, Matt,
just carried
continued
on through
all the way through high school or not?
Yeah. Then coming back to Ladue, you were like Superman going back to Krypton.
Exactly.
You're no longer special.
The Festus to Ladue connection was
I don't know. I wouldn't change it. I loved my high school experience, but everybody is like, when everybody that I went to school
with, you got to fly a blue angel.
We always wondered like how much different it would have been if we went to public school with our buddies that were public school kids. Because it was just, you hear all the stuff that's going on, like, oh, there's fights and there's, you know, drama and there's the cool kids and all. And we're like, we got none of it. We're just boring.
Was that a thing for you, Rach? Like, you dreamt of going to Jerseyville or something?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Just like, please.
Yes. Yes.
Like, at the time. When
yes.
We were like 16. We'd be like, wouldn't it be great if there were girls in our school? It'd be so much easier. This is hard because you're never around anybody. You're like, oh, good luck.
I didn't do, when I was at Festus Public School, but my up until sixth grade, I was at a Christian school. I've talked about it before, Christ Community Lutheran School. And I had a terrible experience there. It was the worst thing. And then I moved to public school into Ladue in sixth grade, and I loved it. Like, I had such a good school experience. So me moving from the private school to the public school was probably the best thing that happened in my youth.
Yeah. What did you not like about the Christian school?
Oh, there was bullying going on towards me. The teachers and the principals there were like the worst humans in the history of the world. They wouldn't do a thing. I remember at one point my dad told me, he goes, I give you permission to punch people. And like, he told the principal, he's like, hey, just so you know, my kid can hit people because of the way he's being treated and the fact that you're doing nothing about it. And the idiot principal's like, well, then we're gonna have to kick your kid out of school. And my dad's like, okay.
Wow.
And it didn't happen
because
I wasn't brave enough to do that. But yeah, it was terrible. So I moved to public school and wonderful, wonderful people. It's really sad because I am a person of faith. And it really sucks that my experience at a Christian school, and we have my daughter in a Lutheran school. It was a Lutheran school I went to. Her experience is amazing. But it stinks that part of my life story is that going to the Christian school was as far away from what Christ would want it to be as possible.
I was bullied in junior high, and it's just awful.
Yeah.
Just when you're that young and you don't have many tools. And like on the bus on the way to school, oh my God, I hope I don't see the bully. It just like it takes away your whole life.
It does. And 100% when you're avoiding people. Yeah. Bad.
I've seen people, I've never seen it in person, but like TikTok and such, where bullies will admit it. You know, 50-year-old bullies will say like, I regret it. It's just awful. I'm so sorry. And it somehow doesn't even make up for it because it's just so terrible.
No. Ruins your experience.
Yeah.
I do think almost all of that is on, not almost, it's on adults.
Yes.
It's not, I mean, the kid that's bullying has his own problems, and they're a kid.
Yeah.
They're not the ones that are in control. It's mom and dad, and it's teachers and authority figures. It's people who see it and put a stop to it instead of making excuses for it.
Yeah. Agreed. You want to hang out one more?
Sure. Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's Hydro. W.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Apply, only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
424 DG asks, Rach, what's the Christmas winter break?
Oh, man, I feel like this is happening in Ohio. I kind of don't have time to bring up the link here, but there was a whole discussion. Should we call the children's break this year winter break or Christmas break?
Is this
a
Christ in Christmas kind of thing?
Yeah, okay. I think so. I believe it's a public school, but basically they were like, should we call it winter break? Should we call it Christmas break? If we call it Christmas break, you're alienating kids that don't celebrate Christmas, and there was a whole big discussion.
Yeah.
They did eventually land on Christmas break, and that's what they're calling it. I mean, I just don't see why you care what the break is called either way. I mean, I see not calling it Christmas because not everyone does celebrate Christmas.
Speaking as the agnostic on the show, I love Christmas. Mm-hmm. I love Christmas break. I love menorahs. Like, I am never offended by Christmas trees in the public square. Like, knock yourself out.
As a card-carrying member of the team who loves Jesus, I feel like Christmas has gotten to a point where it's beyond Christians. I went to a high school that had a lot of Jewish people, and most of my Jewish friends celebrated Christmas in some form. So it feels like it has, even though what its root is based in, you know, Christianity, it's more of a cult. It's become a cultural holiday.
We spend too much time worrying about what something's called.
Dude, that's what
it's
I'm
a break
saying.
From school. Yeah. You know, I mean, yeah. if a kid is like, I feel left out from, I doubt it. When I was 12, if you called it anything, I'm like, I'm on a break. I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of how I felt too. It's like, I get wanting to call it Christmas break, I suppose, but to actually like get upset and petition the school board and stuff, like, I had actual stuff going on. I can't deal with this. Call it whatever. Call it winter solstice, what have you. Who cares?
Ugh. Yeah, I'm not in that situation, but I feel like if I moved to a Muslim country and they're celebrating Ramadan, I'd be like, okay.
But are we a Christian country officially?
Well, that's the big barrel of fish.
I mean, the majority of people are. But there's no such thing as an official thing.
You know what, though? I just saw this stat. I had it on my notebook for a couple of days and didn't use it. I may get the numbers off by 5%, but in like 1970, we were like a 90-something percent Christian citizenry, and now it's 40.
Hmm.
Like, it's really, really gone down precipitously in the last few decades.
Well, I thought it was 60% now.
You could be right.
But I don't. But then within that, though, there are a million breakdowns, everybody's got their own little tweaks and their own little differences.
Yes.
And within that, there are also people that identify that way but aren't practicing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.